I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag."
Good morning. It is Wednesday, the 22nd of September, 2010. This is RJ. This is the Morning Liberty program. Thanks for tuning in. Looks like the wheels are starting to come off for this Obama in his administration. Rahm Emanuel saying he may run in Chicago, jumping into politics there. And Larry Summers, and even talk from the outside looking in, the inside looking out, that his advisors think that Obama does not have the right answers for our war in Afghanistan. Now, you and I already knew that. Now this is coming public. Supposedly, this Larry Summers claimed that he was ready to jump ship. He told Obama a year ago that he would not be staying very much longer. One of the things that has been surprising me is still the rocks, the stones, the boulders that are being thrown at Tea Party people, suggesting that only the fringe are involved in the Tea Parties across the country. You and I know better. It's like the Republican Party has left the building. People within the Republican Party have left the building. They have taken, just like the Democrat Party, to socialism and fascism. And so now the rest of the country has gone with them. And now if we are a financial conservative, then we're called fringe. If we think that there ought to be a balanced budget within government, the federal government, the state governments, then we're called fringe people. If we believe that Obama needs to provide his birth certificate showing that he does have a right to be president, then again we're called fringe people. So I guess blue dogs, right? Democrat, conservatives, if there is even such a thing, say that they really don't like this Obamacare. And they have been saying so publicly. I think that they're just running for their lives, knowing that the day of reckoning, this November 2nd, is coming for them. And we'll see who is alive and who is sent back home, sending these boys packing. We'll be back with my guest, Kathy Rubio, after the break. This is RBN.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
It's amazing. Here we are already about a week away from October this year, still just flying by so quickly. This is the Morning Liberty Program. Thanks for tuning in. I'm RJ. And my guest today, Kathy Rubio. This is Kathy's first visit with us on the Morning Liberty Program. Kathy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Robert. I'm good. And you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for joining us. Have you ever done radio before? I should ask that question.
I have not. I've done a lot of preaching, but no radio.
Well, my wife says she preaches to our kids. What do you do with that, you know?
Got to start somewhere.
Well, you've been traveling the world for a while. We should get to know you, and then we'll jump into the conversation. Let us know, like, what part of the country are you from, and during your younger life, what events helped to shape and mold who you are and what you now do?
Well, let's see. That's a big question. I've done, for the last 12 years, I was traveling in Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Belize, doing preaching, and I had a program set up in Honduras for 12 years where I was taking care of medical needs of the poor. And we were teaching small business projects for women, and we had a school project so we could put some of the poor kids through school. So that was keeping me busy for 12 years. And then I came home about a year ago to no job. Can't find a job, which was a very big surprise. I came home seeing this country change so much. I it's not the country that I left 12 years prior. And so I've been just trying to put this all in my mind and figure out what happened to us. And I think I've done that.
Well, tell me, where were you born? What neck of the woods were you at with your family?
Born in North Dakota.
North Dakota. Okay. Mm-hmm. I can kind of hear that in your voice.
Yeah. They tell us we have an accent, but see, really it's you guys that have the accent. It isn't us.
So I was thinking, were there events with your parents and in your neighborhood that made a difference, that impacted you for the rest of your life?
You know, Robert, I have a lot of things that impacted me, but probably because I grew up in the parochial schools, and so I had somewhat of a biblical background. And when the 60s came along and we were going through all the racism and those kinds of things, that background showed me a lot of things about myself. And so those things led me to, a lot of problems. I walked through a lot of problems in my life, a lot of downtime away from God until I was about 35. And I was actually in the process of getting ready to kill myself when God saved me. So
wow.
I've come to know the Lord very well, come to depend on Him and only Him, and that's what I think our country has to get back to as well.
Well, myself, I was born in 60. In fact, my birthday is in a couple of weeks here. And you take a look at people and realize often their view of history begins with the year they were born and what part of the country they're from.
Well, I don't know. I've moved around so much I can't say I'm a part of any one place. Right now I'm in Wisconsin, I've lived in Minnesota, I've lived a ton of places. So I've learned something every place I've lived. There are different cultures that moved into the different areas wherever you move to. I'm sure you being from Utah there, you must have Indian culture in there. We surely had that in North Dakota. And we had a Jewish culture in North Dakota because many of the Jews migrated to North Dakota. So we had a good balance of learning culture in North Dakota.
Well, my father was Coast Guard, and that's one reason why our family moved around a bit, and I got to see many communities here in the States, and I found that there are people who have different opinions and different cultures.
Yep.
And that it's interesting how easy people come to blows over even the differences in opinion. How, for me, I look at that, how dumb that is.
Yes, that's very dumb. Because we all come from the same God. We're all born from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we're all the same, created the same. God is no respecter of people. And I don't know why that we specifically decide we have to make this division. You know, I lived in Honduras for 12 years, and there was no racialism in Honduras. I didn't see any. And that was the most refreshing thing, was to live where there was no racism. At least it surely wasn't visible to me. But here in this country, we have racism on all levels. It isn't just black and white. It's Chinese and Spanish. I don't know what it is with us.
Did you have children?
Yes, I have three children, two boys and a girl. And then in Honduras, I had 10 adopted children. This was coming from a girl who said all her life she was never going to have any children. Yeah. God has other plans.
So you in your life came to a point where it didn't matter anymore. Nothing was working anymore. And you said you were around the age of 35.
Yeah. Yeah, I came home one night and just said, I've had enough. know, my children had made a decision to go live with their father, and my husband I was living with then was leaving me, and this was because I was in such a confusion and starting to come to God and not understanding what was happening to me, and people thought I was going nuts from my normal behavior. But God had plans, and thank God he did.
So in your life, did you come to a place where nothing that was working was working anymore?
Yes.
That it's like there were shifts in your life that were happening, like on every level?
Every level. There was no move to make anymore except to just check out of this world and be done with it.
So do you think that before this event, I'm marking this point in time, that you're living a life doing everything that everyone else thought you were supposed to do?
No, I was living a life doing everything they thought I was not supposed to do. No, I was drinking until I was almost silly sometimes and trying to put myself out of misery, not to face anything, to escape any way I could.
All the self-medicating.
I saw around me and nothing I could do about any of them. And I'm the kind of person that needs to be in control. I need to be the one that understands every little thing around me and how can I help? What can I do to change them? I have to be the one that does that at that time. Not anymore, but at that time I had to be that way. So when I couldn't understand anything anymore, when I couldn't control anything anymore, then there was nothing left.
And so you were, you think, at a point in your life where you're looking for answers?
Every which direction, yes.
You see, I believe that there are many of us who have come to a place where we love this country, and I think we have a love for our Creator, and we are surrounded by people who don't see it that same way, and don't see it with such intensity. And there can be divisions between husband and wife and between children and the rest of the family. It's like we become the strange one, you know?
Yes. But then the Bible says that, doesn't it? It says that God brings on peculiar. We're a peculiar people. And people don't understand that. They don't understand what the word peculiar means. And it means that we get an understanding from God that we can never get on our own. And until we know him, we never understand fully what's going on. Once that you know him, his understanding, his wisdom, and his knowledge comes in. And you don't have this need anymore to be right, to understand, or to control. You just accept because you know that he will never lie to you. He will never leave you. He'll never turn against you. And he'll always give you the best of his wisdom.
So what happened then, going back when you were 35, and you were ready, you said, to take your life. What happened at that moment in time for you?
Well, I changed it. In an instant, God just changed me. I remember laying at home, and I was actually with my husband, and he was holding me and rocking me back and forth, and I kept talking, but I was talking to God, and he didn't understand that. And I kept saying, what is it you want? What is it you want from me? And he thought that I was talking about my earthly father, because there were so many problems with my earthly father. But I wasn't. I was talking about my heavenly father. And finally, when I said, I'll do anything you want, just make this pain go away, in that instant, in that twinkling of an eye, God changed me. And love came in me that I never felt before in my life.
You know, I've heard this before from other people, that very comment, I will do anything you want. It's like giving ourselves completely over to the Creator. And sometimes we don't even know what comes next. We don't even know. When we say, I will do anything you want, what God may have in store.
Well, you hit that one right on the nail there. You never know what God has in store.
I hear the music coming in. Kathy, hang on. We'll continue after this commercial break. This is the Morning Liberty Program at RBN. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Time this morning, 23 minutes after. This is the Morning Liberty Program. I'm RJ. Thanks for tuning in. My guest is Kathy Rubio. This is her first time on radio. And Kathy, I do this with people. In public, we see so many people. You know, they put on the tie. You can dress up a pig, it's still a pig. You can put on a tie and a suit and, you know, put on some cologne and try to look conservative, try to speak conservative, and often by these public people, they tell us what they think we want to hear. And yet they're doing so much damage. And every time I, visit with somebody on the air here, I do my best so that we can get to the intention, get to where somebody comes from, before we really jump into the conversation about things. Does that make sense?
And I'm glad to get to know everyone. I hope to continue to know everyone very well.
So, for you, you made the statement in front of God, I will do anything. You know, I just can't take any more of this. And then you weren't exactly sure what that would bring.
You're right about that. You're right about that. And it was about 5 years later when I learned what it was going to bring. And I had gone through a very horrific divorce, did not want the divorce, and was praying in my room on the day that he was marrying someone else. I was on my face praying that God could still change it, that it didn't have to be this way if it was his will. But at 4 o'clock, he told me to take the ring off my hand, and it was done. It was over. He was married to the other woman. And then he told me I was going to Nicaragua, and I said, where? Where's that? What do you say? And it ended up that I went to Nicaragua for my first mission trip.
Oh, for a mission trip. So, I was going to ask you, what was it that took you to Nicaragua? How were you invited to go there?
Well, I belonged to a group called Christ in the Americas at the time. And that was a group of people that were flying in 100,000 pounds of food and medicine and clothing every month to the Nicaraguans that were in the camps during the war. So I had been working on this end, helping do the packaging and things like that, until it was time when I got my divorce and things were over, then I could go on my own. And so I said that I would give them a year of my time. So at first I went down just for 3 months to see what all was going on, and so I spent 3 months in Nicaragua and in Honduras working in the camp. And from there then I never went back again until several years later when I thought I was going for 1 year. I told God, listen to this, I told God I would give him 1 year of my time. But I forgot to tell him which year, and 12 years later, I was still there. So I guess we can't tell God which year we're going to work or how long we're going to work.
But it in America, success is supposed to look like this, and success is supposed to be like that. And I imagine that if we were to design our lives, right, sit down at a desk and say, well, this is what I'd like to do. In fact, I think this is a part of the American way. You know, we've got to have the marriage, the house, the education, and then the retirement, and then all of the nice toys. That is what success looks like in America. And we're told by the gurus, well, that's what you're supposed to do, don't you know? And you have a right to sit down and decide, well, what it is that you want to do with your life? And what goals are you going to work for and all of those nice things? And do you think, did you find that God has his own plan for us?
Absolutely. The problem for us is that we don't surrender to his plan. Because we're taught from little on up to set our goals, and set our goals high, and then aim for those goals and set another goal. And so we're always controlling our own lives. We're never taught to just give it over to God and go where he leads us to go. So yeah, you're right. We're absolutely peculiar people when we finally get it right.
Well, you know, success, it's supposed to look like one thing, and giving ourselves up, giving ourselves over. I'm thinking that sometimes we consider, well, you know, this is what I want, and this is the way I'm going to have it, and just giving ourselves over. Oh my word, you know, that's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's fearful. It's a fearful thing that you do, but when you finally make that decision to do that, it's the best thing that ever happens to you. I mean, I can't even imagine that day when he told me I would go to Nicaragua. How could I know? I didn't even know where that country was. I surely can speak Spanish.
I wonder if we all made the same statement to God. I'll do whatever you want if God would send us all to Nicaragua. Hang on. This is RBN. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
View can be affected by where we live and where we come from and what church that we may be a part of. And I think that in order really to understand the truth, I think you've got to get outside of America sometimes. And I'm thinking that there are probably many changes you just did not expect that came because you went to Nicaragua, Kathy.
Well, I surely never dreamed I was going to be going to a country that was at war. And I went there in the war. And I went there not speaking any Spanish. And we were on a mission, which I won't go into, but we were on a mission, a specific mission in there. And it was going to help a lot of people in the U.S., what we were doing. And so it was very important, the things that we did going in there, and to learn that you couldn't speak out. You couldn't just say whatever you want to say like you could in the U.S. We didn't have that freedom there. This was the first thing that was the most shocking thing to me to learn, is that every country didn't have freedom. And then to come back here now and see that this freedom is being taken from us here is another shocker. So Yeah, you learn a lot of things, a lot of lessons that you just never, ever dream you're going to learn in those countries. And me, who never had any idea what war was about, yes, my friends went over to Vietnam, but I didn't know anything about the Vietnam War, really, because we still lived a good life over here. I saw a lot of my friends coming back hurt, but you don't get it in your head, really, what is going on in those countries. But when you actually get in there and you're there during a war time, you see physically what we have done as a nation in those countries.
Well, many of us don't know that. We don't know what America has done in Nicaragua or Honduras.
Well, we have what we call internationalistas. I call them a group of pseudo-intellectual people who don't fit into society in the U.S., and the government takes them here, trains them, sends them out to these different nations to get revolutions started. And when they get the revolution started, then our government goes in and we fund both sides. And we teach both sides to kill each other. And we arm both sides. And then we send the internationalistas to the next country, and they start working on that revolution wherever we decide we want to have another revolution. But we are the ones that are going out and inciting these things. That's what I learned. And the atrocities I saw in Nicaragua were unbelievable. Of course, I was in there at the time when the Iran-Contra was taking place. So I really learned so many things that I wish I never had to learn about this country, but it opened my eyes. And now I wish that people would open their eyes here. But the other thing that I really, it just hit me in the face so hard to learn in those countries was how involved the churches were in these revolutions. That blew my mind. I didn't even believe it.
You mean churches involved in this war?
Absolutely. The churches were on either side, and the pastors of the churches led the people in exactly how to respond to the wars, what they wanted them to do, whose side to take, what to believe.
Do you mean churches that were in Nicaragua or churches that were here in the States?
Churches in Nicaragua. Oh, I think the churches here did it too. Absolutely. Because those churches down there take their lead from the churches in the United States.
So what kind of churches are in Nicaragua?
Well, at that time they had evangelical churches, they had Moravian churches, Catholic church. The Catholic church was very big. You know, in Central America, alongside of every president sits a cardinal. And the president takes his direct orders from the cardinal. That's the truth. The presidents don't run those countries. The Catholic Church runs those countries.
You see, I don't think that many Americans know this. And it's interesting that we have people that it's like we think they are part of this government who are involved in inciting revolutions in other countries, probably doing so for profit?
Well, of course, for the United States. They are convinced by the U.S. government that they are helping their country. They believe in what they're doing. So you can put the blame on them because they're not taking the time to learn the truth. I mean, you could take the example for right now, Robert. Right now what's happening in the United States, and it's really a I'm praying about this all the time. The Tea Parties. Take the Tea Parties, for example. You are letting the leaders of those Tea Parties take you down a wrong path. And why? Because you will not look at and study at who is your leader. For example, Sarah Palin. Who is your leader, Sarah Palin? What is her background? Does everybody know she's a Mason? High up in the Eastern Star? Do they know, for example, that she celebrated in Alaska the birthday of the leader of the KKK? Have they looked at these things? Have they studied the background of all the leaders that they want to put in office now? Have they found out who's a Mason and who's not?
Well, the governor of Arizona is also a Mason.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can name a ton of them. I've been putting together a list, and now I'm putting together a list of all of our mega church leaders who are also connected to the Masons, all of our pastors in our churches in the United States who are also connected to the Masons.
You know, there's a guy that I'm interviewing again next Wednesday, Dave Cleveland. He's been here a few times, and he says that, Hitler received his directions from a cardinal as well.
Absolutely. That's truth.
And he has many pictures of Hitler wearing on his lapel emblems from the Vatican, and that he was getting his marching orders from the Vatican and operating, you know, more closely with the cardinal himself. Interesting you would raise that this morning, and now we're starting to get into the meat of our conversation, okay?
Okay.
And I think many of us do not know that in all kinds of countries around the world, I'm thinking probably Israel as well, and I don't know so much about Iran right now, but in America you can see it very clearly. The Freemasons and the Jesuit priests that have taken over this country.
Yep. I want to tell you something. Things are getting really tough here in the U.S. And what I'm noticing is that pastors across the U.S. I now have bodyguards. And to the person sitting in the church who sees these bodyguards, a lot of people believe that these bodyguards are they're just bodyguards because maybe the pastor's been threatened by someone or whatever. But in fact, these people have been assigned to those pastors to keep track of what they're doing. And even in most cases, the pastors don't get it.
You mean they are like the handlers of these pastors?
That's right. That's right. They are infiltrating the churches on every level.
So we are aware of what Oliver North, some of his activity, I think, in South America. We don't know much of it. We understand that he was like the poster child of this illegal drug trafficking for profit in order to help fund supposedly freedom fighters down there. But there's much more to it, wasn't there?
Much more. What they did was they funded both sides for the war. They armed both sides. And they trained both sides. So when I went through in Nicaragua and I saw men hanging in trees with their penises in their mouth, we taught them that torture. We taught them. And we armed them and we gave them the money to do it.
You see, we understand that more in Iraq, right, and Afghanistan, that the CIA, in fact, was involved in training these thugs. It's like America, oh my word, we, that word we is so inclusive. I would like to create some distance between me and those men. But you take
I'm
a look at the funding.
I'm not going to let you do that, Robert.
The money that the United States stops
escaping, because it is we. It is we. And why is it we? Because the people will not learn. If you studied, if you took a look at what was going on, instead of only working to pay for your houses and your cars and your vacations and whatever.
You mean this is a function of denial, that's what you're saying.
America
is in denial of our complicity here.
Yeah. You're running away from your responsibility. Because we've been kept busy. We've been duped by the government, and we've been kept busy with our two cars and our three cars and our vacations and our college educations and our credit cards, and everything has been a distraction.
So you mean us being involved in the elections coming up in November, just a couple weeks away, is not enough?
How are you involved? Has anybody taken a look at who these leaders are that they're putting in? If they did, they wouldn't be putting half these leaders in.
Yeah, these so-called leaders.
So-called, that's right, so-called.
But we could take a closer look right now, right in Afghanistan and Iraq, and realize that we helped train both sides.
Both sides. Went in there, funded it, armed it. We're getting ready to do it again, aren't we? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how many people understand what's going on behind their backs. I don't know if they understand that we have 46 of our warships sitting in Costa Rica right now. 46 of our warships. What are they doing in there? I don't know if they understand that we sent 11 of our ships to surround Iran and Israel. I don't know if they understand what these war games are going on right now with North Korea. See, we only get what they want us to understand, and we don't look any further. That's over there, and we're over here, and oh well. And they're not paying attention. I don't know that anybody... I got a video sent to me from a news place in Israel day before yesterday, which I sent it out to my friend Tom, and the Israeli organizations in Israel are calling out for the people of Israel to come home. They need the help to get ready for war. And if they can't afford to come home, they are telling them to arm themselves here because the times are getting dangerous for the Jews in the United States and in Europe. Now,
you see, I go back and you began today with the discussion of Nicaragua and Honduras, and I've been scratching my head wondering, how does this apply to me? What has been going on in Honduras and Nicaragua, what does that have to do with America?
Mm-hmm. Every last bit of it has to do with America. The United States does not go after, fund, or train people for no reason. When they go in these countries to do this stuff, they have a reason, and it's always money. Money involving maybe oil, money involving whatever they're looking for.
You mean profits?
Profits. You know, Nicaragua's profits, what are they? Why do we want to go in there and grab them at that time? I know what we're doing in there now, but at that time.
Well, see, again, here you are, you continue to use this word me, rather we, and I think that the American troops are being used like a mercenary army, okay? And they do not take their orders from me. We think they get their orders from this Obama, or apparently the cardinal who tells Obama what to do, or Brzezinski who tells this administration what to do.
Yeah, but I think we still got to go back to we, Bob, because it's we the people. And, you know, as long as we the people do not... understand
you mean
our
if
country
if
and stand there and
you mean
do
if
what
we
we're
stand back
to.
If we stand back and allow them to do this, then we are complicit with their act.
We're guilty. We're saying, okay, whatever you decide to do, you go do it. Just do it over there and don't do it over here. Does that make my guilt any less? No. The blood of those people is on my hands because I didn't take the time. Or I didn't stand up and say, no way, we are not doing this. This is my...
We are not holding these people accountable. Is that what you're saying?
That's it. We're not... That's right. That's a better way of saying it.
Whether it was Rahm Emanuel or whether it was David Axelrod or whether it's even this Brzezinski who does dictate to the Obama White House what they will do, is we need to hold these people responsible. And too many Americans are still silent about all of this garbage.
Exactly. And I see what's happening here in the U.S. right now. Our rights are being systematically taken away. It's getting really bad. Day before yesterday in Florida, a man was arrested for digging a hole in the sand on the beach. Why? Because there's a new law nobody knows about. You can't even make sandcastles anymore down there.
Are you willing to take people's questions, Kathy?
Sure I am, yeah.
We have a commercial break we're about to go into. Then we'll go to John from Tennessee, and I'm thinking he's got some questions for you.
Okay.
And I'm thinking the position you're taking is not a comfortable position for the rest of us. You see, I'm not responsible for David Axelrod, and I'm not responsible for Rahm Emanuel or Larry Summers or Brzezinski or who knows how many cardinals who may be the handlers of all of these people. But I'm thinking we will suffer the consequences. I can see that. Kathy Rubio is my guest this morning. We'll continue the discussion after this commercial break. This is the Morning Liberty Program at RBN.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we're celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Ooh, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
Our phone number here at RBN is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Good morning. I'm RJ. This is the Morning Liberty Program. My guest this morning, Kathy Rubio, And let's go to the phones and chat with John from Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, RJ. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning,
Kathy,
John.
You mentioned your friend Tom. That wouldn't happen to be Tom Kovach, would it?
Oh, no. No, no.
Okay, I thought we may have a mutual friend. You asked a question earlier, what are we doing with the warships in Costa Rica? You know, there's a lot of the elite MI5 and different agents and people with money that are leaving their country, and they're going to Costa Rica. So the ships, in their eyes, are necessary to protect the rich coast. And I guess the only other thing I would have to say is that I don't know your position, but I believe that America is actually mentioned in Revelation 18 as Babylon the Great. I was wondering what your position was on that. That it's modern-day Egypt.
Babylon the Great. I believe that we are for sure. As far as our ships and what our ships are doing in Costa Rica, you have to understand that Nicaragua received uranium, which I personally saw when I was in Honduras before I came home. here we go. When I was in Honduras, I personally saw a camp in Honduras where they were training soldiers from Iran, from the Taliban, soldiers from Al-Qaeda. There were soldiers in there from Cuba, from Russia, from Venezuela, from El Salvador. And this is the first time ever they were training 6 months before I left. And I called up here and I talked to someone in the Foreign Affairs Commission, one governor, and explained to them that this was happening and that what they were doing is they were training these people to speak Spanish in a Nicaraguan dialect, and they were giving them Nicaraguan papers, and they were going to send them up our borders. This was their plan, and they have done this. These people are sitting in those tunnels waiting for their orders to attack in the United States when it's time.
You mean tunnels between Mexico and America?
Yes. And so that report was given here, and that particular governor never did a thing about it. 2 weeks after I made the report, the next thing I saw happen was in Honduras. They flew out all in one day, our military, the equipment and they took it out. And so I figured, well, I wonder what's going on. Now they're moving our military. We have a large military base in Honduras. What they were doing on that border, it was not only training these guys and giving these guys papers, they were also under the guise of fixing Monkey Point, the port, they were actually digging uranium, and they were sending the uranium back to Iran. Iran's cleaning the uranium, sending it back to Nicaragua. Nicaragua has a plant now, a nuke plant in there that they're building. I don't know how far along it is. They have nuke missiles. And as soon as that stuff was all beginning to come out to light and others were bringing it to light, our ships went out. I don't believe our ships are there to protect our Americans. No. Our ships are there because they know that at any time Nicaragua can shoot those missiles off.
Hang on. We'll be back. John, Kathy, this is RBN.
Gold.